Thursday after Ash Wednesday, during Lent. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man may suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings is what is meant to live. There are many points of views about how one must live his life. There are atheists who think their life on earth is all what they have, so they must enjoy what the world offers to the fullest. To these people, all religious values are meaningless because they don't believe God's existence and the life after death. The majority of people believe there are rewards and punishments in the life after death, so they must live this life in a way that they can reach the eternal life. Today's readings invite people to review their concept about life. In the first reading, the author of Deuteronomy differentiated between the two ways of life. One way of life for those who love God and obey all what he teaches. The other way of life for those who worship idols and disobey God's commandments. According to the author, only the first way of life shall bring the true happiness for human beings. In the Gospel, Jesus also proposed his two ways of life. Who wants to be his disciple must give up his will, carry his daily cross, and follow him. In opposition, those who don't want to follow his way of life are in danger to lose all what they have possessed. An analysis of the first reading. Two ways of life. The book of Deuteronomy esteemed the role of the law, because God himself gave this law. According to the author, only God knows what is good for human beings, so his purpose in giving the law is to help people to live happily and to avoid all possible dangers. The author simply described two ways of life which people can choose to live as follows. "See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Those who love and obey God shall live happily." The author described the first way of life. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to take possession of. Those who don't love and disobey God shall perish. The second way of life is the reverse of the first way. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you this day that you shall perish. You shall not live long in this land which you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. The first way of life, though simple, but is impossible to fulfill, because everyone disobeyed God and violated his law. As a result, everyone must die, and God said through the author, I will call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. If God doesn't have any other plan for human beings, all must die in their sins. But God already has another plan to save people. He led his only Son to incarnate and to redeem people. By Christ's blood, poured out on the cross, all people's sins are forgiven, and people can be reconciled to God and inherit the eternal kingdom. The condition for their sins to be forgiven is to believe in Christ. An analysis of the gospel. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. The messianic way of salvation. Jesus revealed to his disciples, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. In only one sentence, Jesus revealed to his disciples these four revelations. First, there are two lives, the present and the future. Second, he must greatly suffer, is rejected, died, but will gloriously be resurrected on the third day. Third, the worldly power can kill the human body, but cannot touch the human soul. And fourth, he voluntarily suffered in order to redeem people. He can choose another way. There are three necessary conditions to become Jesus' disciples. According to the synoptics, the verb to follow means to become a disciple. To follow Jesus is to want to become his disciple. This means a disciple accepted not only the master's ideal, but also his way to reach his ideal. Jesus' ideal is for all people to reach the salvation which he prepared for them through his passion, death, and resurrection. To reach this ideal, Jesus required his disciples to meet three conditions as follows. One must want to follow. God gives people freedom to choose. None can force people to do a thing they don't want to do. Though God can force, but if God acts as such, he is contradictory with himself, because he creates people to have freedom and forces them to do what they don't want. God wants to reveal to people all the goodness of the life to come and all terrible results if men miss this goal, and then he let people freely choose them. One must sacrifice his will. Jesus understands human beings more than people understand themselves. He knows people have tendencies to choose what is easy to do, to love vainglory, to love power and enjoyment, but all these tendencies only prevent people to reach the ideal which God has planned for them. Therefore, Jesus required his disciples to give up their own self, that is, to give up their own will, to live according to God's will. One must carry his daily cross. Jesus also knows people don't like to suffer, to be slandered, confined in prison, scourged, and die. But he wants them to daily carry all these pains to follow him, because they will benefit people and help them to reach the ideal which God plans for them. Jesus himself also passed through the way of the cross to redeem people. The illogical principle of life. Jesus said, "For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it." To understand this verse, we must accept there are two lives, the present life and the life to come. Those who follow Jesus can lose this present life, but they shall have the eternal life. But those who want to save their present life, those who don't want to follow God, shall lose the eternal life. The question which is needed for us to answer is, which life is more valuable? According to Jesus, the eternal life is much more valuable because people shall live with God and be happy forever. Therefore, Jesus posed a question for us to meditate and to answer. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? The application in life. We need to clearly differentiate between the two ways of life, according to God and to the world. When we select the way, we must also accept the result of that way of life. Our experience has taught us that a wide and easy way doesn't yield profits for human beings, but only leads to perishment. In opposition, a narrow and difficult way, though hard to follow, but always profits people. Lent gives us an occasion to examine our life, to see which way of life we are living. It is possible that we are living according to the worldly way, even though our human mind wants to follow Jesus' ideal.